answers, but so does he. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just like individual lives, that's because the planet orbits around the sun every 365 days, as you know, and generates the life on this planet. Is the main engine, the main energy source for life on this planet. And so 1 year has come and gone and died, literally died. And a new year has now begun in many time zones around the world 24 hours ago. And we are now into 2014, truly momentous year with all that is happening. It is the first day of January 2014. And we are hurtling into the battle, the fray with the New World Order. And we're going to be here for, again, the next 3 hours. We have John Bowne, InfoWars Nightly News reporter and also radio producer, joining us at the bottom of the hour. Yesterday, he shot a report on 360 in Austin and filed that report this morning, shot on his iPhone 4, I believe. And it was a woman standing right beside her burning car on her cell phone, everyone driving by not even caring. And then even some people on YouTube, this went right to YouTube today, it's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, are like, big deal, you know, people didn't stop because the fire's no big deal. And, of course, John didn't catch it right away because he's yelling at her before he even turns the camera on, get away from the car, because he had to park down the street and then run towards her. And so he ran about 200 yards, you know, towards her yelling, get away from the car. By the time he turns it on, you can see her about 10 feet away. And then she starts walking towards him about 50 feet as he meets her. And she's still on her phone, obviously calling the fire department. But the reason I mention this is not even our top story, it's just important, is it ties into this mindset where they're fracking with such corrupt practices across the United States that the well water is catching on fire. There's safe ways to frack, by the way. I've got family that have come and gone and passed that were petroleum geologists, you name it, people that work for refineries. There are some very safe ways to do this. But when you have this modern age, an example is BP, and you have British Petroleum doing things like ordering three different engineering companies that were all on site at the Deepwater Horizon, don't pour concrete and what they call mud, a mix, in as you drill so it doesn't back pressure and blow out and cause an undersea, Redadare type explosion. Just dump water on top of it. That'll save us, you know, $15 million a day, I think was the number. And that was the head people in England calling the head people in Houston. And then they literally had to fire multiple heads of crews and send in other companies that were there as contractors to do it because all the engineers said, this is going to explode. And the engineers knew the math, knew the science. It's one of the deepest wells ever drilled, 30-plus thousand feet. They knew what was going to happen. But the delusional executives just knew they'd make more money if they didn't have to spend the money on the concrete and the mud that was being pre-mixed on the ground and then brought out to sea on big ships. And so they didn't want to have $15 million a day of that being dumped in the hole. $15 million a day. All the transcripts of the radio chatter was recorded and logged. And they said, no, I'm not going to do it. You're relieved. You do it. This is going to explode. They actually had fist fights, it came out later in court, on the drilling rig when people were ordered to do it. They're like, that's insane. And people began to punch each other in the faces because they knew they were about to blow up the oil rig. And it killed a bunch of people, folks. Killed people on land, killed all his fish, all the rest of it. This is the mental illness out there, the insanity. Alex Jones. Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Globalists.
Generals
are gathering in their masses. Just like witches at black masses.
Like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction.
They are sorcerers of death's construction.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
That's a good way to describe the New World Order.
In the fields of bodies burning.
As the war machine keeps turning.
As the war machine keeps turning.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are transmitting worldwide. This is the first transmission that I've done in the new year. It is the first day of January 2014. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Then InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We have one of our reporters in here with breaking news on brain fog and zombiosis that we're seeing intensify across the public. People walking off the end of bridges into the ocean on their iPhones. People watching others be beaten until they're are given concussions, teeth knocked out, broken ribs, no one helping them, police not helping them, hearing racial attack, knockout games intensifying nationwide, thanks to MSNBC race war promotion. Just so many incredible stories that we're going to be breaking down. New very important NSA developments where a new NSA document confirmed to be accurate, leaked out in the Snowden cache, shows the NSA with their training slides, their PowerPoint slides, calling the public zombies, making fun of everyone, and saying, really, who didn't know that 1984 wouldn't come in 1984? I mean, it's amazing. NSA slides with images of the Apple computer ad, making fun of everyone because we are the enemy. This is an open culture of naked tyranny in our faces, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I want to thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide edition, the first day of the new year. John Baum will be popping in at the bottom of the hour in studio. We're going to air his report he shot on the streets yesterday where a woman's just standing literally 1 or 2 feet from a burning car on the side of the highway, and no one is stopping to help her. No one is telling her to get back. And by the time he got the camera out running up to her, she's about 10, 15 feet away and walking towards him. But the point is that there are people on YouTube saying, hey, he shouldn't have stopped and helped her. She was fine. It's okay to stand by a burning car that later completely was engulfed in flames and that John Bound has video of from about 200 yards away. And cars are driving right by the burning car before the fire department got there like they didn't care. And I know that stretch of 360. There's a fire department about a mile away from there. But it's rush hour traffic. People run about 30 miles an hour on a normally 65-mile-an-hour road, just driving right by a burning car. I mean, I see a burning car up ahead. I'm going to get on the shoulder. I'm going to even drive across the shoulder, go the other way, especially if I got my kids with me. Because you see one that's already got flame coming out of the bottom of it and smoke everywhere, it's going to blow up when those gas tanks boil. And again, this feeds into everything we're talking about this nation of spectators. And you see this in other authoritarian countries like China, where people will not render aid. I was a case, it's got to be 10 years ago now, where an Austin cop got hit by a car at the corner of a four-way stop with his car sitting there. He'd gotten out, somebody run into him. It was like 45 minutes till anyone even called the police, and he later died. I mean, if I see a cop, an old lady, a black guy, a white guy, I don't care who you are, run over in the side of the road, I'm going to pull over and help you. And it's not because I'm some hero, ladies and gentlemen. It's a normal. I want you to help me. And this is the spirit of tyranny we're dealing with. Just absolutely apathetic. Don't care. Don't care if Fukushima is belching out radiation. Don't care if 90%+ of the reactors in the U.S. are leaking. Don't care if fracking's being done so sloppily all over the country that water out of the local tap, out of the local water facility, but also out of the wells, is catching on fire. It just goes on and on and on how people don't care anymore. That's what comes with evil. Those aren't babies. Kill 52 million of them in abortion. Those aren't humans in Iraq. Kill a million of them with a fake war and cutting off their food and medicine. Whatever. Assad's a piece of garbage. Let Al-Qaeda blow up all the churches. I don't care. I care about me. And these fools think that when you only care about yourself, and let that lady's car burn, let her stand right next to the car. Those people cared so little about her, they were delusional and were driving right by it, slowing down to like 5 miles an hour from 30 miles an hour. There's video of this, looking at the burning car, a foot from it. You're a foot from a car, in your car, and you drive up, and oh, look at the black smoke you're breathing. Oh, look at the black smoke. Let me drive right by that. And there's a woman standing a foot and a half, 2 feet from it. And the car later blows up and there's pieces everywhere. And then people on YouTube think we're weird. And there's like a 20% negative vote on it. We usually have 97% support. Because the idea of having a brain is now illegal. You try to warn people about all this stuff, and it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Because they think, those of us that are warning everybody, that the ship's already gone into an iceberg, that we made the ship hit the iceberg. So if they deny that we've hit an iceberg, we magically then will all be okay. But we've already hit the iceberg politically, socially, culturally. I'll tell you what's wrong with people. They are a nation of mega spectators, a world of spectators, literally plugged in through their optic nerves and via audio as well, into the false reality proto-matrix system of television, movies, HD, 3D, all of it. And then the entire system is weaponized and layered with different systems of propaganda, programming, overt, covert, messages, subliminal, on record, hammering the general public's minds. And we are living in an incredible dystopic science fiction movie. That's what's going on. The culture's been weaponized. The media's been weaponized. The schools have been weaponized. The police have been militarized. The entire culture is turning in on itself. And the globalists know how evil nature works. They're evil themselves, but they are programming the types of decadent evil they want into people so that they will not stand up for themselves or anybody else as we are reclamated, as we are spiked, as we are removed, as we are decimated, as we are dumbed down, as we are literally turned into Soylent Green. You know they're passing laws in Europe and trying to pass them in states like Florida, where you cannot be cremated because of the carbon it puts out, and you cannot be buried because that takes up land use. You have to be dissolved in acid that is then turned into fertilizer and put on crops to produce corn that is fed to cows. Now, just so you know, that is Soylent Green. 110%. And the guys just found a CNBC article showing that. So this is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We are going into a Soylent Green situation. And I get some areas are overpopulated. I get there's a lot of toxic industries. I get it. But the globalists are blocking all the new clean systems. And they've decided not to build a better world. That's hard to do. It's easier just to help screw everything up so at least you're in control of it. They're directing all the sins and all the degeneracies and all the corruptions and all the mental illnesses into directed human streams of evil, just like you fire fire hoses at mountainsides to then pan for gold or other extractions, other aggregates, other alluvials that you want. And that's what they're just using, the harnessed evil of the worldwide beast system, all the corruption, all the wickedness, focused like a laser beam, like a particle beam against humanity. And that's right, they've now released new NSA documents admitting that, of course, Steve Jobs and Apple and Al Gore were with the NSA from the beginning. And, of course, they called their users zombies. I mean, what do you think the head of Facebook calls his users? Dumb effers. He goes, our users trust us in the meeting. And he said, they're all a bunch of dumb effers. And then started laughing. And that's who these people are, ladies and gentlemen. I got taken to a party by a rock star during a private party. There they had the whole floor and area of a hotel, and there were high level executives there, and I'm not going to say anything about it because I was told, obviously, yeah, I know you're seeing this, I took you to see it, but you know, don't say anything about specifically who they were. So I'll just do it vague. And they all knew who I was, and they were all just animated, hopping around on power trips, literally just laughing at everyone. Even laughing at the people that were there. I mean, it is just, these people are horrible. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. You're the folks who will stand next to a burning car. I'm talking to mainstream people. You're the people that think I'm a weirdo because I'm upset and my listeners are upset. Now, it's 2014. We've got huge news on 40,000 new laws, pedophilia being promoted in the U.S. and Italy. Transgender kindergartners allowed to pick bathrooms. That's so they can sexualize the kids. That's coming up. That's on DrudgeReport.com. Also on DrudgeReport.com, the top story in the middle column, nuke fear. Feds order 14 million dosages of potassium iodide, and we're going to tell you what that's about. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Your own personal
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesus,
thank you for joining us.
Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
Wednesday, January 1st, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. Now, coming up for 40 minutes in the third hour, we're going to look at the state of nuclear reactors here in the U.S., but also in Europe, Japan, you name it, the latest developments on Fukushima. where they are trying to clean up the site, and it's actually generating more radiation. But there's an article up on drudgereport.com, right in the middle column, top story in the middle column, nuke fear, feds order 14 million dosages of potassium iodide. And if you actually read it, they ordered 14 million packages of it, of the Iosat. We sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. But in emergencies, you know, it's better than nothing. Nation iodine, from all my experts, is the way to go. But they've ordered 14 million of these, and they're not saying why. But we're going to be talking about that in more detail. But Watson, in his article, goes over the history. The funny thing is, Gucciardi was already writing an article about this morning without even talking to Watson. It shows how we're on the same page and how we follow the Fed Biz site about FEMA camps, you know, where they're hiring guards for re-education centers who know how to process Social Security numbers, and daycare centers in the FEMA camps where they keep your kids. I mean, it's all there. The billions of bullets, the drones, all the stuff that isn't even classified. Millions of dollars for paper targets of children. Were they trying to shoot kids? We find it all right here. Do you imagine what's classified? And then they just have MSNBC come out and go, there's no FEMA camp. There's no internment camp. There's no Army training manuals for re-education centers. Even though we can find it all at the fedbizops.gov. Because they're supposed to have free open bidding process. The truth is, most of it's totally rigged, but at least that part of the law makes it where you can see what the public bids are. Including on classified projects, they'll just have the declassified part. But just off that, we can then go ferret around and find stuff out. That's how we already surmised in the last year why we couldn't buy AK-47 ammo, 7.62, but 3.9. All of it was they were buying up all the other calibers so that we couldn't get them. Tens of millions of AK-47s, the semi-autos. I mean, per order, just millions and millions of rounds of every caliber you can imagine, every strange caliber that no one even uses. They're just putting in huge warehouses to drive up prices and to make it unavailable. They've shut down all the lead smelters in the U.S. The last one shut down this week. It shuts down, I guess, today, but it closed last week, but officially is shut today under law. It's just total shutdown of America, total shutdown of anything they don't want you to have access to. So we're going to be talking about that with Anthony Gucciardi, but the story is up on InfoWars.com. It's linked in red, and it's the second story there in the featured news area. Now the third story there in the featured news story. Some of the other news we're going to be breaking down. How to address growing poverty. More confiscation by government. Kurt Nemo's article, video. Woman stands by burning car. Example of sheep-like zombie population. Another one, duping the left. New York mayor is a total minion of the Clintons. And that's well known. But it's okay because he's married to a black lady, so everything he must do is all right. I mean, it just never ends. We've also got articles up there about the media trying to cover up racial attacks against whites that are really intensifying, men and women in public, and the police will not respond, just like when they had groups of, quote, minority men raping women en masse over and over again the last 20 years in New York. And then finally, on helicopter video of 100, 200 men just raping women, the police stand down. Because political correctness is king. And as long as it's a white devil getting raped by a couple hundred men and getting their jaw broke while their husband gets beat to death, that's a good thing. You understand that? That has to be allowed because only whites could ever do anything racial and bad. You understand that? That's important for everybody to know, and I agree with that. I think that if 200 Puerto Rican men want to rape a woman and kill her, that's all right, if she's white. I think if black people want to target white folks in a mall and nobody comes to their aid and they break bones and break legs and break ribs and knock teeth out and the police stand down, I think that's what should happen. I think black people should go to the malls with ice picks. I'm being sarcastic. I better not say that. Alex said do it. Now, this is sick, ladies and gentlemen. This is sick. And it's just like the Klan going out and finding some black guy and dragging him to death. But you'll never hear a word about it. No, it's a sacrament. Good job, MSNBC. You really are doing a great job destroying our culture. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12's Jeff Bell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take them.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
And folks, it is Thursday, the ninth day. Thursday, the ninth day of January 2014. And you heard rebroadcast for the first 30 minutes. I apologize for that. That happened. I'll just be honest with the audience out there, because I was just too angry and upset to even go on air. By a combination of things, it wasn't just burying my uncle yesterday that I was very close to. No, this has happened to me before, where I just look at all the news and what's happening, and then my inability to fight the New World Order at a level that's effective, it's just incredibly frustrating. That's why people call in saying you're doing a great job. You might as well be stabbing me with flaming hot ice picks. Because I mean, this is a real war, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a real enemy we face. And it's very painful to see humanity in such bad situation and getting worse by the minute, and evil just absolutely running wild. And then to know that we're in the thick of a battle here, and quite frankly, I'm not doing that good of a job. And I feel guilty that I don't do a good enough job. And you know, whether that's right or wrong, that's how I feel. But it's basically like being in the middle of a battle with piles of dead bodies, men, women, and children, you name it. And you know, I'm up here trying to fight these people as hard as I can, and folks are telling me what a great job I'm doing. Listen, the enemy is coming down on us on every level, and we've got to explain to people where we are in the world, why we're here, and where we're going, and who's behind this. We've got to lay out the players. We've got to lay out the facts. We've got to communicate and report to our friends and family what's happening, who the enemy is, historically what's unfolding, and the fact that we can beat them. I mean, here's the issue. I've seen our reportage up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and DrudgeReport.com carrying it, the 1,400% increase in radiation hotspots found on San Francisco beaches. And then I see the comments in there and on YouTube saying, well, why is this new? Why is this important? See, and that's a minority of people, but it shows the mindset of radiation wave hitting the United States. That's why we're out in California and on the West Coast. That's why I sent reporters with Geiger counters to confirm what the health department confirmed, increased radiation. So we're there to point out the radiation is increasing from Fukushima clearly and other sources, and it's in the seafood, and it's all over the place. And then we're also there to point out that the dominant so-called establishment media isn't even a media at all and is a state-run media, and that we, the real media, are going to overthrow their tyranny with the truth. And this indicts the establishment that they're not covering what's going on out there. This indicts the power structure that they covered up Fukushima and they covered up what happened there on record. 3 years later, it's all known to be a giant lie. and that people are dying all over Japan from it, and there's a huge cover-up going on. And now radiation from the air, sea, and land getting carried across the ocean, floating in on debris, being swimming in inside marine wildlife, is coming across and hitting the West Coast at increasing levels. The major university studies are out. Fox News has covered it. CNN has covered it, but they've just mentioned it. Well, increased radiation waves are now going to be arriving in the first 4 months of 2014. That was reported back in November. But we don't know if that's going to be harmful, when obviously it is harmful. These are the same people that have covered up Agent Orange and GMO and DU and so many other issues like the World Trade Center dust. And all I'm trying to do is expose the government cover-up that is taking place. And I am genuinely upset about this. I am genuinely angry about it. But it's beyond anger. It is a gripping consciousness of awareness. And I see how childlike the general public is and how easily duped and tricked and manipulated by the establishment. It makes me sick. I mean, I can't look at Arianna Huffington's face that just popped up on Infowars.com. Arianna Huffington has now come out and is trying to organize the globalists together to create, quote, alternative new media to push their establishment bilge and disinformation. And then I look at that demonic narcissist enjoying her fascism, feeding on the public, and it makes me begin to reel with not even hatred or anger, but with absolute disgust. I don't want to focus on her. I don't want to look at her. I don't want to know about her. I don't want to study all her lies and fraud and evil and deceit and manipulation, but I have to defeat these people. And I'm sick of them. And I just wish you knew what black-hearted enemies they are of you and your family and how sworn to evil they are. Absolutely dedicated to your enslavement. Absolutely enraged with hate for anything good. I mean, these people are abomination desolations. These people are actual enemies of all that is good. And that's the bottom line. And so for me, this isn't some 10 minutes of hate like 1984, where I just hate some foreign enemy, the Russians or the Chinese. And then meanwhile, the enemy's right here taking over our lives. I have to look at the real enemy and study them every day. And I'm not whining here on air. I'm telling you why I literally couldn't go on air and was going to leave and then just said, I can't quit. There's too much news. I got to go cover it. But then what is the point of even being here? Because I'm just going to start complaining about everything. Oh. It's just painful to see our entire civilization turned over to evil. And whereas the globalists see uninformed, childlike, arrested development populations, and they see victims, they see prey to be fed upon, I see these minions, and it is fundamentally upsetting to me because their fall is my fall and my children's fall and the fall of our civilization and the fall of everything that's good. And that's what's happening scientifically. And even though I'm aware of the cell phones and the tracking and the GMO and the culture of evil and the world and the flesh, I can't even resist it. I can't look at Joe Biden or Obama. I can't look at Boehner. I can't look at Chris Christie. I can't look at the average Hollywood people all swollen and petty and everyone worshiping him. I mean, it is so unbelievable. And if people were just aware of this, we could turn the tide very, very quickly. That's what makes me so angry. So enough of my complaining. There is a lot of important news, and information to go over here today. Here's some of the news up on InfoWars.com. White House says record low temperatures caused by global warming. Increased radiation found near Redwood Forest. Arianna Huffington courts global elite in effort to undermine alternative media by Kurt Nemo. New radioactive hotspots found on California beach with video. Racist storm over video of black toddler spouting obscenities. Pentagon agency admits it began stockpiling potassium iodide due to Fukushima. At least the Pentagon's telling the truth about their purchases, not the other $14 million. Ford executive, we know everyone who breaks the law thanks to our GPS in your car. Yeah, all the new cars, Ford, Chevy, Toyota, they all have GPS and tracker boxes in them that you paid for in the cost, even though you don't know they're in there. And they're preparing to now feed all that data to the police and the insurance companies. And it's beyond 1984. And I warned people about this a decade ago, and they were like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, even though I had all the government documents that were public. Again, that's what's so frustrating about all this, is this stuff is all right out in the open, that they put poison in the water and say it's to brain damage us and give us cancer. They should all be strung up. But it's the establishment, so it's like, oh, it's for your teeth. It's so frustrating. Meanwhile, we're all hearing about the New Jersey governor who had his gangster staff close a bridge because people wouldn't give him a deal he wanted. Of course, that's how government works. Whenever they were going to have railway and toll road referendums in the last, 15 years here in Austin over and over again, they always, randomly the day of the event, shut down lanes on 35 and lanes on Congress and lanes on South Lamar. And I talked to city people with the police, and they said, no, we're just told to do this, and we think it's to shut the roads down because we're not even doing any construction. Yeah, no kidding. That's how gangster government works. That's what Cloward and Piven is. They shut down all your life, your business, with red tape, and then they can swim free. They're free as a lark to fly through the sky. What's the aviator's prayer? Will you guys print that up for me? Thanks. They can do whatever they want. But you're bound down. You're chained down to these criminals. Look at Christie. Open borders, anti-gun, globalist. He cut some government funding to give bankers bailouts, and that was called conservative. Now the Chamber of Commerce is declaring that this will be the year of immigration reform. That's getting rid of national sovereignty, unlimited immigration to drive down wages and have a voting bloc. Rush Limbaugh is correct when he says that GOP leaders will cave into big business. Canner and Boner say they, quote, want reform, drafting a set of immigration principles, financial economic blow for American workers. Yeah, no kidding. That's in the LA Times. And by the way, that's not going to end up helping the people in Mexico who are 80% of the immigrants. It's going to make sure we're all like Mexico, totally collapsed, and the globalists are off on their 40,000-acre ranches in armed compounds with helicopter pads. And once they break us and make us poor like Mexico, there's almost no way to ever get out of it. And we're almost there. We're almost there. They've almost got us there. And we've got a chance to turn things around. That's what's so frustrating, is that we have a chance to turn things around. But we've got to have a fighting spirit. We've got to get the focus and realize what's happening. You know, why are we sending reporters to the West Coast? Well, because it's been confirmed by alternative media and then picked up by a few local newspapers that they've got 500 to 1,400 times increased radiation levels than what it previously was. And there's all different forms of radioactive stuff. Natural being found at higher levels, unnatural, it's in the seafood. What's going on? People should be aware of all this radiation. We should investigate it. We should ask why the media is not covering it, to force them to cover it, but to also discredit them for the fact that they're basically state-run media. That's why we have reporters out in California. That's why we're breaking all of this information down. I'm here on air to tell you GMO has traits stacked into it that kill insects that eat it. And they tell you that's safe to eat. that has pesticides and herbicides engineered into it. And then in all the rodent, guinea pig, rats, mice studies, it ends up absolutely devastating the first generation, decimating the second, and annihilating the third. Third generation mammal studies across the board, because it's designed like this on purpose. You get almost complete infertility, tumors, hair growing out of the mouth, genitals on top of the head, total toxic Avenger level mutations. After birth, it's not even mutations in utero. They're mutating like a science fiction movie as they grow up. And maybe you like having your brain on the outside of your head. Maybe you like having your genitals hanging underneath your chin like you're a turkey. But the whole point is that this is real. Okay? I'm not putting a bad face on it. We're in a science fiction nightmare situation that counts on you not being aware of it, a literal matrix, and we need to get fired up, get angry, get focused. And that's why I'm here. But I just am disgusted by the vampires that are running this. All of them. They all know exactly what they're doing. These people want to murder you and your family and take their time doing it. Now, what are we going to do about it? Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
Stood a log cabin made of earth and wood. Where lived a country boy named
ladies and gentlemen. Later today, our reporters who are out in California are going to be visiting the Humboldt Bay Nuclear Power Plant to check and see if it has increased radiation levels that aren't being reported. That's why you can have 91% of U.S. reactors leaking, according to the United Nations studies that came out in the last 2 years, is because the media will not report on increased radiation now. They are good little lapdogs, and they do what they're told when they're told. In fact, our media wouldn't even say that melamine was bad when the Chinese were executing corporate officials for allowing melamine into their formula. Over here, they had the FDA come out and say melamine in low levels isn't bad for you, even though it causes kidney failure. So what? We want to put little kids on dialysis and make more money. I mean, big deal. So the Humboldt Bay Nuclear Power Plant is a 63 MWE boiling water reactor owned by Pacific Gas and Electric Company. And probably about 1:30 today or so, they're going to be on the show live to give us a report. That's 1:30 Central from Humboldt and across the bay, on the beach across the bay. So we're just drawing attention to increased radiation levels out there, showing that the government and the media will not tell you what's going on. We were mainly going out there because, again, they reported in November, Fox News, Associated Press, on major university studies working with NOAA and other international groups on Pacific buoys and readings that major debris fields and new waves of radiation from the ongoing meltdowns at Fukushima and the water being pumped over it to keep it cool that goes into the Pacific Ocean will be hitting in January of 2014. Well, now it's January 2014, and the reports came up of increased radiation levels on the West Coast. And so when the local health department confirmed it, but poo-pooed it as not a big deal, we decided to send our reporters out there to check and see if they found the same thing. And they found the same levels or higher. Because there's different people that have done tests. They found 1,000-plus times what they say is a normal level. Other groups have found 1,400 times. The government found 500 times. The issue is this needs to be investigated. This needs to be looked at. And that's the issue that we are here covering on air today. And I want to open the phones up on the news. Obama donor to head IRS Tea Party targeting investigation. Yeah, why don't you have John Gotti head up the investigation of the Gambino crime syndicate? And then we're going to look at how they want to get rid of the borders entirely and just completely break the nation once and for all. And we could talk about the whole Chris Christie diversion if you want. I mean, I think it's important. It should be reported on. It shows the arrogance and the hubris. But in the final equation, compared to all the other arrogance, it's nothing. But it's the kind of thing that can capture the public's attention, that they would shut down multiple lanes of a key bridge to punish another government and a population for not doing what they wanted. I mean, Chris Christie is a disgusting gangster pig. I don't say he's a pig because he's Jabba the Hutt's brother. I say that because the guy is a piece of trash. And that's what the Republican blue blood Karl Rove leadership wants to give America to run against Hillary so she ends up being president.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.